Do you have your sombrero on?
I have my sombrero on.
All right.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Eddie.
Oh, I'm Freddy. Eddie. Show 7. Show number 7. And it's going to heaven.
Light number 11.
Snap. I can't actually snap with that hand, so I say the word instead. Snap.
So welcome. I'm really excited about this show. We haven't recorded it yet, but already I have good feelings.
I think that's because your eye patch is on a little too tight.
I'm thinking of the good vibrations. It's either the eye patch or the sombrero.
We've got a thing with dressing
and
up
what's
for the
amazing,
shows.
Yeah, isn't that most people, they'll mention eye patch and sombrero being funny, but I'm actually wearing an eye patch and a
sombrero. Yes. I am wearing a tiara.
And Buddy Holly glasses.
Buddy Holly glasses, which are actually Buddy Holly glasses. They came with a book about Buddy Holly that say on the side, Buddy, and then it said, Rock, Roll, and Read! Because Buddy Holly was out.
He was out as a reader? He was out of the reading closet.
He was. He was like, I know how to read, and I'm not afraid to show it. I know I can't get married to a book in this state, but... maybe
if
one
I could, I would.
Yeah. I hear you can get married to a book in San Francisco now.
Are you making some kind of, like, gay San Francisco joke?
No. What do you mean? San Francisco's known for what?
For their trolleys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which are really gay.
Happy, yeah. Trolleys are happy.
They make... They're so gay.
They're the San Francisco treat, aren't they?
They're even gayer than Jodie Foster at an LPGA Pro-Am. Took me like 30 minutes to think of that, and as I was walking home today, I was like, I gotta fit that into the show somehow.
Wow.
And so you gave me a perfect opportunity.
Fit it right in. I don't actually know what it means.
Well, Jodie Foster.
Yes.
Closet homo, right?
Yes.
LPGA.
Is that a tennis
Which
match?
Is the ladies' professional golf.
Oh!
Or, as I like to call it, the lesbians' professional golf association.
Gotcha.
Pro-Am, of course, is professional amateur, which is like when the stars... buddy up, like team up with the like professional
with the professionals.
Golfers. Mm. So Jodie Foster at an LPGA Pro-Am.
Wow, that was a lot of acronyms. You should have spelled out her name. You should be like, that was like Jodie Foster at an
Foster. I'm glad you couldn't do that, Kelly, because that would end your perfect streak of not being able to spell anything.
Yeah, I'm glad you started laughing because you missed the way I spelled the Pro-Am.
Proam.
Pro-Am. Did you make it to the next round? Hold on. Were you good at spelling bees growing up?
We didn't really have spelling. I mean, I think we had them like once or twice, but it was never really an issue at my school.
Yeah, mine was pretty bad. I was the
kid. We placed a much higher emphasis on the like math, who can do like 100 multiplication problems in a minute than spelling. And of course, I wasn't bad at math. I was always in advanced math, but I was never fast at it. So I was never.
I was fast.
I bet you were, because you were like the ADD hyper kid. You're like, I just ate 16 Florios.
And that hat on them, it gave me extra boost. I can't stop writing my arithmetics.
And a banana.
I just spit all over this microphone.
My potassium is an all-time high.
I can't eat bananas, you know that? And he's trying to poison me.
Apples, but...
I can't eat... Bananas are worse.
You can't eat any kind of fruit that's
I can't eat any kind of fruit that's used in every kind song.
You can't eat any...
You get it? Yeah, I remember in elementary school...
No.
Do you remember that song? I like to eat apples and bananas. Yeah,
Eeples
I
and
used
bananas.
To sit there, like, all, like, depressed,
Eeples
being like,
I like to eat. I like to eat.
This song's stupid.
Florios and Twinkies.
Yeah, I was like, why can't we do something? And then you have to be, like, with the A... What would Florios?
Florios, pancakes. I like to oat Florios and Twonkos.
This is much more fun than it really should be.
I'm having such a great time tonight.
I'm gonna apologize in advance. I'm gonna be coughing all night, and I don't know where my voice went.
I'm gonna apologize in advance for my martini that I had earlier.
Is that why? It wasn't the eye patch at all.
I have a little bit of a blush.
Oh, she does have a little rose in the cheekies.
I have a little Ted Kennedy.
In the cheekies.
Rosacea. Problem.
In that case, we should have beers. Would you like a beer?
Sure.
Do I have to actually get up? I don't know if the microphone's going to stretch. Let's find out.
It's not going to stretch. It's
all
not
right.
A wireless.
I've passed here. Annie's oh, chair.
Stop, no.
I've passed the doorway.
Well, it's a pretty
I'm
long wire, but
tank.
You are currently reaching the maximum.
I'm at the fish tank.
She's at the fish tank. Let's just get some fishbowl water.
Okay, I'm going to put the microphone by the fish. Let's see what they have to say.
Give me the microphone, and I can be in stereo for a couple minutes.
Okay.
I'll have... What's my options? Heineken or Red Stripe? I've never had a Red Stripe, and I know that Heineken's a little too strong for me. A little personal side note. I don't like beer because my dad drinks a lot of beer. And so when I was in, like, middle school and he would help me with my math homework, he would, like, come and be, like, giving me advice on algebra, and he would have the worst stank-ass beer breath. And so now the only kind of beer I like is beer that has... very little taste. So my favorite beer, honest to God, people, don't hate me, Bud Light. Because it tastes...
Get out of my apartment.
As close to water as possible.
It's true.
And it's not that I can't take alcohol.
I can take alcohol.
I will drink gin. I will drink tequila.
I have a bottle of peach schnapps. You know I always have that.
I will drink the stankiest shit ever. The hardest whatever. Whiskey, Jack on the Rocks, favorite of mine. But beer, like, bougie. Oh, it's... Red Tail Ale with raspberry undertones. Oh my God, I can't fucking take it.
When I was
give me
little,
the Bud Light.
And people used to say hard liquor, I thought they meant they froze it. And it was like solid. Like I just always was like, oh, like a liquor ice cube?
That would be awesome.
Liquor
well,
ice cube.
It is a good idea to put your like vodka and gin in the freezer because that makes
yes.
it cold.
My freezer
thick.
Actually right now has
it's like vodka syrup.
Two loaves of bread, half of a carton of milk, and vodka.
Say that again, Colleen, just for me.
Two loaves of bread.
How much milk?
Half a carton.
Half a carton.
Yeah, my friend Mario brought it over. We ate breakfast.
did we
use the milk. I'm gonna see how many words I can mispronounce in a sentence. Yeah.
That, you know, those are really. I think that the three big ones.
You know what the other one is?
What?
Horrible.
How do you say it normally? Horrible.
I always say it exactly like that, meaning I hold up the O. I have like
horrible.
Five O's in the version that I say. I do.
Wouldn't that be like horrible?
Horrible. Horrible. I have like an out of body experience with a Canadian. Whenever I say that movie, coming to theater soon. Horrible. It's horrible. Perfect for Halloween.
You sound like a Simpsons character.
Halloween. I lost my voice.
Speaking of which.
I really just did lose my voice. Hello.
Halloween's in like 3 weeks. So next episode, tune in because we will be having a
Halloween costume.
Extravaganza spectacular.
Yes, I had
and we'll be even more dressed up than we are now in our sombrero and tiara
yes.
and
I'm
Buddy Holly
totally
glasses.
Going to wear a rubber chicken on my nose. I think it's actually time for a song.
All right.
Okay, the band we have today.
Has a dirty name.
Has it? No.
And that's my favorite thing about them.
The band is called Inspect Her Gadget.
Not to be confused, of course, with the popular 80s.
Gadget. Can I tell my favorite Inspector Gadget joke before we do this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Inspector Gadget used to do a children's show that was like informational on Saturday mornings.
Not to be confused with Matthew Broderick. Broderick? Matthew Broderick.
Wathu
Wawa? This red stripe is really good.
Yes, she's chugged five of them since the time she started.
Since Colleen but got me. She just got me the six-pack of red stripes.
Yes, and I put a straw through them all.
And I feel like Cletus drinking out of this bottle, I have to say. It makes me feel very... Ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Which reminds me, folks, I got a banjo recently. And
she did.
One of these days soon... I'm going to treat you all to a little...
Yes, we are going to have instruments on the show. I have a whole plethora of instruments
Annie
in the
also has a plethora of instruments. We both have plethoras.
Yeah. So I've got an accordion. I actually have
that same accordion, and I bought mine in Louisiana when I was like 13 on a trip during Easter with my friend. But mine's in LA.
Mine was in my Christmas stocking, which is funny because it doesn't fit in
you must
stocking.
Have an awesome stocking.
It was like shoved in and the stocking was like almost ripped on top. But that was from Mike O'Connor, who was going to be our secret special guest tonight, but he wasn't in the mood to talk.
He
kept saying
shy.
He could be like the major league guy, you know, one of the announcers that
just
sits there and nods.
Anyway.
Because he's a very funny nodder. But the other instruments, I have a clarinet, which I play occasionally to annoy the
which
neighbors.
Which is your... Ode to dorkiness.
Ode to dorkiness.
I have to say.
It's my clarinet. Well, and then I have two guitars, which make up for that. Because I'd
okay,
be like,
yeah.
Whatever, I'm not dorky. I got guitars, man.
I got two guitars to make up for
two.
My one clarinet.
I do. I keep one under each arm and play. One's a 12-string and one is a Washburn Classical.
A washboard? You have a washboard?
Yes. Yes, right here on my stomach. It's so muscular. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Oh.
Because that's the noise a washboard makes.
I wish you really had a washboard. Squeaky, that'd be awesome. Squeaky. I love washboards.
I wish I did, too. I wish I had, actually, a tub. What is it called? A base tub.
A gut bucket. I have one. I have one in LA.
Why am I not surprised? The only one that I know that had one was
You know, what's even greater is my grandma gave it to me.
Mm.
My grandma.
Was she
awesome.
A tubby?
She's not a tubby, no.
I really would be.
Actually, she's diabetic, so she's quite lean.
Yay!
And she can't even figure out how to get email on her computer, so no worries here, people.
I'm so glad your mom or your grandma is never going to hear that I heard, called her a tubby. Oh, man. Yeah, the only, my favorite washboard slash tub band, jug band, that's the word for it, is Emmett Otter's band.
Emmett Otter Christmas? Yes.
It was so funny because they were puppets, of course, but the one that had
actually,
to do...
technically...
They were Muppets. Yes. But there's, like, two really funny parts. There's parts where they're walking across and their feet are, like, 2 inches above the ground. It's just really funny.
I've never actually seen it. I mean, I have it. It's in my book of my... Okay, people, confession time. To be honest, I'm a huge Muppet fan. I actually took a class on Jim Henson in college.
See, I think that's cool.
You're a big nerd who has a clarinet.
All right.
And you're wearing Buddy Holly glasses.
We should probably go back to the fact that we're about
to play a song. It's band time?
Yeah, but I want to tell my favorite Inspector Gadget joke before we do this.
Tell it after the song.
All right. Well, first, this is Inspector Gadget, and this song is called I Inspect Her Gadget. Now I'm having trouble with my line breaks. This is Inspect Her Gadget, and this is called I Wanna Be.
So welcome back to our awesome show. And
yeah.
Colleen has a great Inspect Her Gadget joke.
Well, Inspector Gadget joke.
Inspector Gadget.
Well, do you know the whole story behind Inspect Her Gadget, the way it came about that? I'm assuming this is where they came from. It was like a playground joke, you would say.
Which,
like,
I never heard. It wasn't a big West Coast woot woot thing.
Oh. Were you just all about the cootie shots?
No, well, we had the, like, Hertz donuts, where you're like, you want a Hertz donut? And the person goes, yeah. And then you hit
them. You punch them and said, Hertz,
don't it. And you go, it hurts, don't it? Yeah, we had that. I mean,
well,
my brother had a whole...
you didn't have the Pen 15 Club, because I asked you if you wanted to be in the Pen 15
We did not have the Pen 15. We had other things I just can't think of because I blocked them out of my memory. Because people... Another secret confession. Secret confession time. Annie's a big nerd. And she had a cool brother. And her cool brother, who was older than her and bigger than her, even though Annie's really big, Annie's like 6 feet tall.
Is he tubby?
No, he's now. But he wasn't at the time. But he was always bigger than me, and he was always cooler than me, and so I was...
Cooler than you.
Endlessly the butt of all the playground jokes. I never had the opportunity to, like, see them be played out on the playground against other people. I was always, like, in the privacy of my own home. Ben would come up and be like, hey, Annie, you want a hurt donut? I'd be like, all right, cool. I love donuts. Ow! That was all. That was it for Annie. So,
aww.
So anyway, so the moral of the story is, people, you know, don't have older brothers. Yes. Have your daughters first, and then have your sons.
Yes. Well, then that's still, that would be children. That's different than brothers and sisters.
I'm just saying, make sure your daughter's bigger than your son, because it's really a bitch.
Stuff her with food! Cranberry sauce!
Not fatter. She's gotta be able to outrun him, you know. Because there were certainly some times where my fastness...
Cocaine!
Or Ritalin, which is the childhood equivalent.
Yes, Ritalin. I do not like the idea of Ritalin.
I know you don't. And I told you this before, but I'll mention it because the radio audience wasn't there at the time. My brother was a Ritalin taker in elementary school. It was sort of the early days of Ritalin back in the late 80s, early 90s.
And it was only known as Rid.
The R.
And the big R.
R.
It actually made you talk like a pirate. That's
but
what
it actually made my brother say R a lot. Not actually R, but in the spirit of anger, pirate anger, he was calmer and more focused.
Is that one of the side effects?
But
it
he
says
was
on
really...
the bottle, it says, may induce pirate anger.
Yes. He was really mean. He was like, I mean, he was always kind of like, I mean, before he took Ritalin, it was like, I wonder what'll happen if I put my foot in front of the skateboard while Annie's going down the hill on the skateboard at Mach 10. It'll be really interesting to find out. Afterwards, he was like, I'm gonna fuck Annie up.
What?
And this is how I'm gonna do it. So it kind of turned his, like, curious innocence and I mean well, but
into
I still hurt you.
Aggression.
Into, like, focused, I'm gonna kill you. Mm. So.
I've heard that the majority of supervillains in the world are on Ritalin.
Like Osama bin Laden?
No, like Mr. McFluffy and Professor Cabbage Patch Kid. It sounds so much funnier when I say it out loud! Actually, it sounds a little bit more like I own a clarinet when I say it out loud, doesn't it?
A little bit.
I own a clarinet.
And an accordion.
Maybe I should play the clarinet for all these lovely
You know what I didn't mention?
What?
I didn't get to my moment to brag.
What's your moment to brag?
This is my moment to brag, and what I'm going to brag about is the instruments that I own.
Oh, yes. I actually never got to tell my Inspector Gadget joke either, so we're just not going anywhere.
Oh, my God!
But we will time out on that and go to you, and now to Annie.
And
to
then I'll send over your Inspector Gadget joke. Okay, so first, Annie owns a banjo.
Annie owns
recently,
a banjo!
Recently acquired because Annie's mom and dad used to be neighbors. Before Annie was born, they were neighbors with a guy who... why am I talking so much in the third person this episode?
I was wondering.
I'm like, every other sentence.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Third person. So my parents lived next to a guy who restored banjos. So they bought this banjo. Neither of them play banjo. My mom played guitar back in the day in the 60s. My mom, I have great pictures of my mom. I wish I could, like, put up a picture of my mom in her, like, hippie state where she had, like, a bandana on her head. And she was, like, at, like, a farmer's market selling, like, macrame flower pot hanging things. Because she was big in macrame.
And other things, I'm sure.
She has, like, a cigarette. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, yeah, well,
cigarette.
Actually, another great story is one time we were talking with my brother and I and my parents were having this sort of discussion one day. And we were talking about drugs, sort of loosely. It's sort of one of those candid moments with your parents. And my brother was like, well, did you guys ever smoke pot? And my mom was like, well, you know, your father and I smoked pot, but we just didn't think it was a good party drug. And that, to me, was like...
What?
Okay, so you just said you didn't really smoke pot, which is sort of your parental duty to be like, don't smoke pot, kids. But
yes.
Then it was like, dot, 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 so what was a good party drug? Cocaine? Speed? Heroin?
Obviously just putting leeches on yourself and letting them suck the blood until you can't feel anything. All woozy. Woozy leeches.
Maybe that was your parents. Maybe that explains a lot of things about it, too. That was your parents during pregnancy with you.
My parents are very, very anti-drug and still are to this day.
I'd believe that.
Yes.
My parents were cool. I mean, I have pictures of my dad in, like, the 70s with, like, polyester outfits and, like, big mutton chops and, like, big cigars. And my dad was cool. My mom was cool. But it's like, you know, by the time I was born, they were, like, 80s health and fitness nuts, you know.
Oh, God.
So I had to live with that. Anyway, so my other instruments, to get back on track here, to get to your joke. I got me banjo.
Me banjo?
Me three guitars. I'm trying to get rid of a guitar, so if anybody wants a damaged guitar, let me know. It plays fine as an acoustic guitar, but it originally was an electric acoustic guitar.
Ah.
And now it's just an acoustic guitar because I broke the pickup.
Yes. So if anybody wants a guitar, you should write to her new email address.
Yes, ma'am. Annie at leffenbrooklyn.com.
She's officially in the Fluff family. The Fluff family.
I'm so proud.
Yes, yes.
I have a big picture.
And if you look on the cast page, or actually the About Us page, there's a lovely bio and a whole bunch of pictures of the 20-something people that have been in the strip.
Who are all really awesome people, and I'm really glad that they've participated and come
and
to be
so
a part
attractive.
Of the Fluff family.
I look at it and I'm like, hello. And I'm like, oh, wait, I know you all. Never mind. And hello.
98% of you are girls.
Yes. And the other 92%.
2% are furry.
I was going to say lots of beard. I'm very, very proud of it. I am all about facial hair. If I could grow it, ho, 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 ho.
Well, I think it goes without saying, given our lovely promo pictures, that you and I are big on the fake mustaches.
That's
and
true.
I firmly hold fast to the belief that if women could grow facial hair, it would be an awesome, awesome thing. Because imagine the high hot couture that would be involved in facial hair management if women could grow beards. It wouldn't be weird because of all, and I'm not just saying like,
if
you go
to the really trendy parts of Italy,
grew beards and it was normal. What did you say?
I said, if you go to the really trendy parts of Italy, and I said, because get it.
No.
Italian women have more facial hair than other women.
You should know because you're a quarter Italian.
Let me do a diagram. This is the amount of genetics in my blood. This is my upper lip.
You're one quarter Irish,
one
and that's why you have chesticle hair.
I have chesticle hair and lip hair. I actually do have a teeny fuzz, if you look close.
Well, everybody does.
Well, yeah. Except people that don't.
Actually, you know, I don't have much, like, over lip hair, but I get chin hairs, like, mad goatee style.
Is it like the kind of thing that like you don't see it and then suddenly you'll be like, what's this? And it's like 3 inches
yeah,
long.
Totally.
Like,
but they're really pale because of course I'm like German, Swedish, Irish.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, clear practically, but it's like, you know, there was a time in my life where I just let them grow because A, it made me feel manly and B, it just made me unique and I was like, I got chin hairs. But now it's like when I feel them, I get obsessive about them and I can't leave them alone until I pluck them. So I pluck them these days.
Oh, that's sad.
So.
Do you save them in a jar?
No. I throw them away.
You can make any toupees.
Any really beard. Tiny, short, 3/8 inch any toupees.
Yes, in case you get a small bald spot.
Hopefully I won't.
Yes, yes. So what other...
I could apply them to my eyebrows if my eyebrows ever fall out.
Ooh,
I could be new eyebrows.
Or eyelashes.
Although my eyebrows are really dark relative to my chin hairs.
Yes. I just let out a huge burp and I was nice
she
enough
was really
to,
sneaky about it.
To get the microphone away.
Which reminds me, oh my god, we keep having great segues tonight, but we have these things that we're not getting to. So tell your Inspector Gadget joke.
No, it's not going to be as funny.
Oh, just tell it. You can't like talk about it and talk about it and not tell it.
Inspector Gadget had a show for kids.
Okay.
And it was like...
Inspector Gadget?
No. It was called Inspector Gadget teaches you things.
Oh, okay.
And he would go from
sounds
like,
awesome.
Country to country and be like, we're in China, kids! I don't know why I just made...
Big Bird would do that from time to time. I remember there being a Big Bird movie where he went to China.
Yes.
And he tried to order things. It was like a case of... You people... Look this up if you doubt me. Again, Annie is a big Muppet fan. So
Annie's a big Muppet.
Let me tell my story.
Okay, tell
big
your story.
Big Bird went to Japan, and there was like a... He went to a restaurant, and there was like a case in like plexiglass of like the different dishes that were sold there, and he tried to order... Like, he insisted on getting the dish out of the case, not realizing
silly.
That the dish was actually wax. And
oh,
it was just a display.
Crazy. Oh,
so
big
anyway,
Bird.
So
big
Inspector
so
Gadget
stupid.
Was just trying to copy Big Bird. Big
yeah.
Bird.
So he was, we're going to build up to, let's keep building up to this joke, because then it's going to be like the awesome punchline to the show.
Okay.
Let's build up to, let's not tell it yet. Okay. Because it's such a good joke. You guys are going to be like, you know, liquids flowing out of every orifice.
Speaking of which, you just totally segued into my story again. I wanted to talk about bodily functions, and more specifically, pooping in New York. And now, Colleen, I know you don't like to talk about...
I don't like talking about poop. I will burp poo. Like the rest of them, and I will do the toots, but I won't do the poops.
She can do the toots, but you can't poop the poots.
I can't. I actually don't poop very often, just so you know. I think
maybe that's your problem.
If I pooped more often, I'd be more comfortable talking about it, but I poop like once a week.
I've my recent strategy And I'm really glad that nobody listens to this show, because my recent strategy, pooing in the men's room at work.
The men's womb?
The men's womb. The men's room at work. Because there are very few men on the floor. The only men who ever use it are, like, the FedEx man when he really has to piss, so.
Mm. And is it the kind of thing that, like, they have a urinal as well?
There's a urinal and two stalls.
Have you ever peed in a urinal? I've done that.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you a lot of pee stories. I got a lot of those.
You can add those in, but I really want to hit on this story. I mean, you can't stop me. I'll keep it as ungross as possible, but I have to bring up pooing in New York.
Okay, pooing in New York.
So, in California, my life, I mean, as you probably know by now, obviously, I moved here like a year and a half ago. I can't even remember. A while ago. I've been here for a little while. Before that, I lived in California.
Yes.
My whole life. Part of that time, most of that time in LA, Orange County area, and a small part of that time in college in the San Francisco, Santa Cruz area. And never saw a person just rip one loose in public. Since I moved to New York in the past year or two, I've seen one freestanding human log on the subway platform steaming away in the early morning light, and two dudes actually whip down their pants and cut one loose in front of me. One in broad daylight and one at night.
Were they, I assume they were homeless.
Well, the first dude, okay, the broad daylight dude, this was on 2nd Avenue, close to the karaoke place that you've never been there. What else is there?
I sang so hard I shit myself.
There was this dude, and he was kind of backed himself into the bushes and was just taking a shit on 2nd Avenue, which is a fairly major, like, avenue, right? And I was kind of looking at him like, what is this dude doing in the bushes? And then I was like, this dude's taking a shit. And so then I was like, I'll try to afford you the privacy of not looking at you, but you're taking a shit on a major avenue at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's totally broad daylight.
Yeah.
But he didn't care. He was totally fine with that. And the other dude, I was coming, it was in this neighborhood. I did my laundry and was walking back. The laundromat's, like, 3 blocks from where we live. And I was going through the intersection, and in the middle of the intersection,
there's this big,
like, sort of triangular island in the middle of the road
with
bushes in it. And there was this guy walking in front of me by like 100 yards, and he looked normal. I mean, maybe he wasn't like rich or anything, but I don't think he was homeless. Sort of like an average Joe kind of guy. And he was like walking down the street in front of me, and he crossed the street, and he gets to the bushes, and he doesn't like, I mean, it's a fairly big triangle. He could have like gone into the bushes and like taken a shit in fairly good cover, but he doesn't. He just kind of like hangs his ass over the edge of where the bushes are and like does his business and has his like pants up again before I'm even like to the intersection. I'm like, I'm fucking going right here because I'm not crossing
that's
the street freight to where you are because
maybe
that's,
he's going
you know,
for a competition for fast shits because that's
he was
really
a fast
quick.
Shitter. Maybe he had the runs or something and he needed to take care of business fast, but
maybe
he was a mighty speedy shitter.
I have to say I've never seen anybody shit on the side. I've been on places where there has been shat done.
Yeah, you found the big log that are unmistakably human because there's admittedly quite a bit of doggy poo in our neighborhood. Anyway, so that I just really wanted to bring up the you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, except for the fact that poo is gross. But it's nice that people really feel, like, uninhibited enough to just, like...
Take a dump in public?
Rip it into the wind. I just be like, people, be all poo.
Every time you say rip it, it just sounds really painful. I've never
I'm gonna
referred
rip
to...
one no, right here no. now in this intersection.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in my chair. I was like, Annie, I already got paint all over that chair. I don't need paint and poo.
God, the universe and everything is going to witness my poo. I get all, you know, I'm like proud of myself when I poo in like a gas station or at work. You know, it's like, I'm like, wow, that was so public. I totally pooed and it was like scandalous and nobody knows. And I'm like a poo bandit because I got away with the poo and nobody caught me.
I'm the poo bandit.
But like,
oh god!
Any place
I'm
away
imagining
from home,
a
but
costume.
Like,
and
could you even imagine like just doing it? Like, you know, I don't think I could. I don't think I could like relax.
I don't think I could. I could definitely pee in the middle of an.
So tell me a pee story.
There's
what's the weirdest place you've ever peed?
That my
aside from just like oh,
my
on
college
the
track.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I did it. I was in a. Okay. I dated this guy, and we used to get into a lot of stupid bets. And I am the queen of accepting stupid bets.
You sure are.
I am. And there's, like, I told you the bet already about, like, how I wasn't able to sleep for how many days, that bet. I don't know if I ever told you that.
Maybe not.
So there's one bet. One of the bets was who could go the longest without sleep. I made it 54 hours, and then I had an art history class.
I was so afraid you were going to say 54 days.
No,
I was
no.
so afraid. I was like, oh my god, this woman is fucking insane. I'm leaving. bathing now before you kill me.
I was a lot closer to 54 with the no showering bet.
Well, I could imagine that you could kick some ass. You know, I know a few people who could really kick some ass
at the no showering, not even trying, yeah. But one of our other bets was the number of places on campus we could pee. Mm-hmm. Which was, you know, a kind of an unfair bet because he was a boy.
Yeah,
as
he's got a hose.
He's usually ours, yes. So I had to make up for it. And so, yeah, I had a lot of places on campus that I went to the bathroom, including the track because he was just being a jerk one day and he happened to be on the track team. So I said, hey, look, another number. And I he had a meet the next day, so obviously went in his lane and squatted away.
Was this like broad daylight or what were the
circumstances? No, it was all these were at night. I mean, I'm a stealth peer. but probably the funniest one was one night I had a little too much to drink with my friend Brienne, who I want to say congratulations to Brienne if she's listening. She just got engaged and she's actually 2 months pregnant, which is so exciting.
Well, isn't that lovely?
It's very lovely. She's in Italy. Yeah, so Brianna and I decided one night we were going to try to write our name in the snow while peeing. I wanted to tell you before we go on, inspect her gadget, which I'm going to apologize to the band right now because you wound up on the poo episode. I did not know this was going to be the poo episode when we started.
It had to come at some point in time.
But their website is just inspecthergadget.com, and you should all go check it out. They're also on MySpace, which is how I found them. They friended me, and I said, hey, these people are actually really good, which doesn't always happen on MySpace friendings by bands. I am, for some reason, like a band magnet.
I don't know why. I kind of wish I was. Nobody ever finds me on... Nobody.
Okay, anybody
one time, a girl I went to high school with found me on MySpace, and that's it. Go to MySpace, look up Annie Sanders...
And
add make
her.
Me your friend, and I will add you because I'm lonely.
Oh,
I'm friendless. I have 8 friends. I don't even have enough friends for them to like not all be shown on my like main page. Those are all my friends right there. You don't even have to click on the view more friends. And I have more pictures of myself than I have pictures of my friends.
So everybody should add Annie.
I'm narcissistic.
And actually, the first person who adds Annie, I'll send them a free T-shirt if you're the size that I have here. I already have a couple printed up.
Awesome.
So maybe we should make... Eventually, you know what? I'm not going to do it this time. It'll just be a super tadpole T-shirt. But I...
Maybe we'll throw in a bottle of red stripe.
I was going to say, eventually we need to have a real contest for that bone-in with the dill shirt.
I love this shirt. And if it was not, like, an extra large, what is it?
It's a large.
It's like ginormous. Large. It's bigger than I am. I'm pretty big. I'm just saying that it would totally be mine
if you could fit
if
it.
I wasn't so narcissistic and in love with shirts that fit me properly, closely, anyway.
But that's not going to happen yet.
One of these days, I'm going to pay Colleen $100 to recreate the shirt in, like, a small.
I maybe could. Because there is a great song coming up called Breaking News. And again, this is Inspect Her Gadget.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
It's exploded in Kabul early days constantly.
The elections for chairman and four deputies in Africa.
This doesn't mean what it says about your life.
It's the breaking news again. Here you are, Jane Mike. The full little world and Jane Mike. Lazy Tuesday into water. Cooler for a leap. Did you hear me? Died a day on some train, some plane. Or maybe she was doing drugs again with her. That's such a shame. Every day is a new
was our musical guest, and thank you so much for being on the show, Inspector Gadget. It's almost time to say goodbye, so I think it's time for the big joke.
Is it really almost time to say goodbye?
It's almost.
Shit in Shinola. Okay, tell me the big joke.
I've never shit in Shinola. I should.
What? You're not supposed to shit in Shinola. Shit and Shinola.
Oh, shit in Shinola. Shit in Shinola. What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's a it's an old-fashioned sort of joke. Wait, where it's like you don't know the difference between shit and Shinola. Shinola being shoe polish.
Oh, I thought it was stuff you used to shine your butt.
Yeah, Colleen. Actually, I heard a thing recently today.
That was a joke you just did. Okay, now, if I could do an Inspector Gadget joke. So he's telling kids about China, and he says, and this is the China... Oh, crap, I messed it up. All that build-up for nothing.
Start over.
And this is the Great Wall of China, which runs 3,000 miles and then stops and walks a little. All right, I'm Colleen Ann Venable, saying I will never tell that joke again.
I kind of like that joke, but you know what? I'm the biggest pun nerd on the planet. If it has any kind of play on words, you know what? It's like the worse it is, the better I like it.
Hmm.
Well, I think it's time to leave.
It's about that time. Thanks for listening.
And make sure you guys add Annie on MySpace, Annie Sanders, and first person who does gets a free t-shirt. And I'm not joking, because I don't joke about t-shirts.
Most beast.
We are so sorry to see